With our annual Farm to Fork dinner is coming up on October 19th at the Strand Event Center. This is a great night that highlights our downtown Hayes market.
The Downtown Hayes Development Corporation is preparing for their annual fall events. Hayes Post reporter Becky Kaiser speaks with Executive Director Julie Ryder to get all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I was calling you a relatively new executive director, but it has been you're well positioned in that new position for you now.
It has been about a year. I took over as an interim for about 6 months, and then as of February, I've been in sort of more permanently. So yes,
how are
still
you?
Still feels new, but
yeah, I'm sure it does. And there's probably a little bit of a learning curve, like there would be for anybody. But how are you liking it?
I love it. I love downtown Hayes. That was the reason I was on the board to begin with. So
yes.
It just felt like a great fit, and I just love being down there with the businesses, and it's an awesome place to be.
Well, for people who may not know you or realize that you're in the executive director position, first of all, tell us a little bit about what is your background with business? Why did you become a board member? What was your interest? And then what are your duties as executive director?
Well, as a Hayes native, I just love downtown. It was, you know, my family was one of the first to settle here in the 1800s. And so I've always been really fascinated with just the history of downtown. My dad used to tell me stories about a lot of things, and just love that. Always wanted to be involved with it. And so got onto the board several years ago. And then when we vacated a couple of positions last year, I happened to be the board chair. And so I just kind of stepped in to answer the phones and open the mail, and then just sort of rolled into this. We always have events going on, and there were immediately things to continue planning. So we just kept rolling with it. So
that's fantastic. So as you're in the position as executive director, does that include you on the board, or is that a separate?
I stepped off of the board
to take
it as an interim. And then in February, I sort of took it on, dropped the interim title, and just been continuing on.
Staying busy.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the things that are coming up for the HDC. And I think people think of this time of year when school starts as kind of a new portion of the year, a new fall things that are going on. And there are a couple of events that Downtown Hayes has coming up that people really look forward to. And something that continues, we'll touch on that as well, that we don't want people to forget about. So first of all, we have Wines and Steins coming up.
Yes, that is coming up Friday, September 22nd. That event includes a stroll to 12 locations throughout beautiful downtown. You'll get to enjoy great food and beverages at each stop. We also have a post-stroll celebration at the Downtown Pavilion with music, desserts, and a live auction. And we're going to have an online auction with that as well, which will kick off next week.
And where do these wines come from?
Well, we do have some local wineries that contribute to that, and we work with a local liquor store, one of our sponsors, 8th Street Liquor, to help us provide beverages for those stops.
Now, we've been talking, people may remember, in the last couple of weeks with City of Hayes regarding a common consumption area, and I don't know whether it will actually be effective by that time.
It will not. I think
not. Okay.
In time to get signage in place and things, you know, we'd be looking at it for next year. But how we run it now is, you know, what they're consuming within that particular stop, they make sure that they've dumped everything or consumed it all before they walk out the door.
And the steins, that is, do you get your own container?
We have a little sample glass. Your stops, you're going to get a small sample of wines and beers at each stop. And you get your little commemorative glass. And we do have wonderful glassware sponsor for our event. Our presenting sponsor is Auto World. So we want to thank them for sponsoring the event again this year.
They're big supporters of downtown.
They are, absolutely. We absolutely love it.
What do people need to know about participating in this, getting tickets?
It is a 21 and over event. You can get tickets. They're available on our website under the events tab at downtownhayes.com.
So we can be doing that right now?
Absolutely. Yep. Tickets are on sale now, and they'll go until the week before online, and then you can purchase in the office.
Is there a specific number of tickets available? In other words,
We do. We limit that to 300, and that includes 50 VIP tickets. So 250 GA, 50 VIP. That's an exclusive little item. Next Tech Wireless is our VIP ticket sponsor, and they contribute a neat little bag. You get delivery of your glasses ahead of time with a little gift in there, and each of our stroll stops also contributes an item to that swag bag.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds like so much fun. And then, of course, by this being by Right about the time the actual fall season starts, calendar-wise anyway, hopefully the weather will cool off. Is it supposed to be doing here any day now?
I think it's going to be a little cooler today, so I'm looking forward to that. And we had wonderful weather for it last year. It was absolutely gorgeous night. So hopefully we will be that lucky again this year.
Great opportunity for people to spend some time downtown and sampling those different wines and also visiting the different businesses downtown. And it's a new season for them as well, probably, for people, regardless of what kind of inventory or services they might provide. Everybody has something new in the fall, I think.
It is, and we actually have three new stops this year. Two of them are new businesses to Downtown Hays, so we're excited for that, and I think they can't wait to have people come into their store and stop in.
Who are they?
This year we have Sunflowers and Silos as a stop. We've got the regulars that people love to stop by, but we've also got Cat's Hallmark. And both of those are new businesses since last year's Wines and Steins.
So, wonderful. Yeah. So if you're interested in the tickets, you can get more information about that online. We don't want to forget about another very popular event coming up. Farms to Forks. Tell us about that, Julie.
Yes, our annual Farm to Fork dinner is coming up on October 19th at the Strand Event Center. This is a great night that highlights our downtown Hays Market. We'll have an executive chef team preparing a wonderful meal with produce and meats from our downtown Hays Market vendors. It's a great evening, definitely a community favorite. We have only 100 seats available, though, for that event, and we are already on low ticket alert. Reservations opened up on Friday at 10 a.m., and we have less than 20 seats left.
Oh, so, my gosh.
If you haven't reserved your tickets, you want to call the office today.
Right now, immediately. Give right. Julie a call right after she gets back to the office. That is so much fun. And talk about showcasing talent and, again, the downtown Hays Market. Well, let's just jump ahead and talk about that. We want to remind people that the market is still open into a little bit of the fall season.
Yes, it is. We still have 7 weeks left, which is about a third of our market in the season. We've got a great group of vendors this year. So many new vendors. Come down, check it out. We're still going strong, 7:30 to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning until October 21st. We're going to be hosting our German market at the end of this month, September 30th. That will feature lots of German food in addition to what our normal market vendors bring. Yum. So that's going to be in conjunction with Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, that will be lots of fun. Well, let's go back to Farm to Fork, talk a little bit about the menu. Are you allowed to tell us what's going to be on it?
Well, that was kept secret until just a few days before the event last year. Per the chef's request. So I'm assuming it's going to be that way this year as well.
Oh, how fun. What was it last year?
We have a 5-course meal, so there's going to be a soup and a salad and dessert. It was a wonderful meal. So
you're going to be full at the end of this.
Yes.
And the idea, as you mentioned, of course, with the downtown market being involved, is the idea of locally produced foods. And, of course, with locally talented chefs.
Absolutely, yes. They try to source as much of that as they can from our market vendors. Being late in the season, some things aren't available at that point in time, but we do try to source as much as we can from the market vendors, and we showcase them. We have a special seating section for our market vendors to attend the event as well.
And where will it be?
It's going to be at the Strand Event Center.
At the Strand. Mm-hmm. Okay. So people, about 20 tickets left. So they really should give you a call
today
or the next and get in there.
Yes.
And how much are the tickets for this?
Tickets for that are $75 per seat. We want to thank Worth Wealth Management again, our sole sponsor for that event again this year. We appreciate their support, and they certainly help us make it a great event. And it's really a wonderful, an evening of fellowship, and the food is fantastic.
Something very much to enjoy. Talking about the downtown Hays Market, it's been going on since the spring season. Very popular. And it's not, we talk about foods and the things that are homegrown and homemade. The market itself also provides an opportunity to enjoy some of the talents, local talents that are around here with crafts and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We actually have 63 vendors signed up this year.
Wow.
Lots of produce vendors. We had a lot of new bakeries jump in this year as well. And to my knowledge, they sell out every single Saturday morning. So apparently we all like our baked goods.
Well, of course we do.
The market, we're actually in our 10th year Downtown Hays Market. So we've been celebrating that all season. And it's a really great place to be on a Saturday morning. It's kind of like a big family. They all... I've gotten to know each other over the last 10 years, and they help each other set up, pack up at the end of the day. And I was there for the last season market last year, and it was a little bit, there was a little teary eyes watching people pack up for the end of the season. So.
Well, not only for the vendors, but obviously there are some people who come down every week, then people who come down because they're looking for something specific. They know a vendor's going to be there. And then people who follow the produce schedule, if you will, as thing grows, as you were saying, we were talking about farm to fork, and it'll be the fall vegetables, that kind of thing, that are available for the menu. And that's exactly what people provide. I think it's fun to go down and see the camaraderie there among the people that come. You know, a lot of people bring their dogs, and we get to visit with the dogs as well.
Yep. And we've got certain people come down. You know, I've got one friend that comes down every Saturday morning to get her tomatoes. We always know. She's always worried if she gets there a little late that she's not going to get the best pick.
So. And that's good advice for any of the events, is get there early, get your tickets scheduled or tickets bought, and get down there early to the downtown market. I wanted to touch again briefly on the German market that is in association with Oktoberfest. I heard somebody the other day kind of laughing about, you know, we call it Oktoberfest, but it seems like in recent years we've had quite a few of those fall in the latter part of September. And that's just a scheduling thing. Mm-hmm. It's definitely Oktoberfest flavor in the air.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited about it. It's going to be great.
So tell us a little bit about the German market. How does that differ from the downtown market?
You know, it's open to all of our normal vendors, of course, but we invite anyone who makes German foods to come down. We do have a couple of vendors right now that make some of the German cookies and things like that, but we don't see a lot of that on a regular basis. So in the fall, you know, when they're making those items, which are absolutely wonderful, there's just a certain flavor that you taste it and it reminds you of, at least for me, of my childhood. Those recipes are tried and true, and they last forever, you know. So it's great to have those vendors come down and make those things available to the community.
Do the vendors, and you talked about the bakery selling out so often, do they ever provide their recipes, or is that a closely guarded secret?
If someone asks them for them, I'm not sure if they're giving them out, but, you know, I suppose it doesn't hurt to ask.
And then the German market, is that it going to be in the same location? We're talking about the pavilion downtown.
It will be, yes. Well, right now we have overflow into the parking lot nearly every week. We've got vendors that are out there. We've got 24 reserve spots under the pavilion, and then the rest is kind of out into the parking lot. So I imagine that is going to be, we'll have the whole parking lot.
I'll bet so. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. And when you say parking lot, you're talking to the...
To the west side.
To the west. Uh-huh. Got it. Oh, across the street. Across Correct. Main Street. Got to get my
It's actually going to be just the paved parking lot just to the west of the pavilion there. We block that off, and they set up tents and things in that parking lot as well.
So it's going to be a busy weekend. You can get your choice of just about any kinds of foods. And again, let's give the people your contact information, Julie, if they want to go ahead and get tickets, whether that's online or giving your office a call for the upcoming events for Wines and Steins and Farms to Forks.
Yep. You can go to downtownhaze.com, our website. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, The Bricks in Downtown Hayes. You can call the office, 785-621-4171.